You're listening to Closer Look. I'm Rose Scott alongside Dennis O'Hare.
As part of our ongoing discussions with area mayors, today we take a look at Doraville, right there just at the intersection of 85 and 285. Mayor Donna Pittman joins us. Madam Mayor, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you so much. My pleasure to be here.
Okay, the big development right now in Doraville is, in fact, a big development. The new mixed-use project, including a movie studio that's set to go up on the old GM plant site. So what is the latest on that? How far away are you still on target? When do you expect it to open?
Well, we are. It's very exciting. As you know, we have the movie studio that will be opening probably toward the end of this year, Third Rail. It's going to be the lead in the state for innovative design for film and TV. We also have a groundbreaking coming up next week for the new high-end car dealership. There's 20 acres that has been designated to that along the side with the other dealerships, Nissan, Infiniti, and they have the most anticipated showroom in North America. So we're very excited. There's going to be lots of other exciting businesses coming in there, corporate offices, hotels, neighborhood retail, residential developers. All of those have shown a very broad interest in that.
I used to live right near there, and I can tell you even back in the dark ages when I lived there, traffic was bad right around that area, and especially as you came from that area toward Spaghetti Junction. Is the city getting any help in preparing for the traffic impact that this development will have? Because obviously the city's not going to be able to build that infrastructure itself.
That's correct. There is some transportation plans going on. The connectivity to extend the Shallowford Road over the tracks, also the covered walkway that's going to be under the MARTA station. And we're really thriving for more of a walkable city. Bikes, walking, that's really what we're hoping for.
You know, for so long, because people were saying, what's going to happen to the old GM plant? And it sat there for a while. Then I think a while ago there was talk, hey, let's put the Falcons Stadium there. And then it was talk, well, let's put this there. As a mayor of a city who obviously you want expansion, just how exciting and great for you that finally something has come, something is being developed, and now it's going to, at the end of the year, really it's going to start to develop. Because for so long, people are like, what's going to happen with this plant?
Well, I think people really thought nothing was going to happen.
And did you think that?
I did. And when I took office, that was one of my goals. Weekly, on Tuesday, every week, I would call General Motors and speak with them and talk to them and say, you know, you've really got to help us out here. You've got to listen to people when they come and they want to speak. They were just kind of turning a deaf ear. So after a while, they did. They flew down. They had a conversation with us. This group came along. They certainly have embraced our LCI plan. We've been very, very excited. It's going to be a game changer for our whole city, not just for our city, but the surrounding cities and the region.
And we're talking about the integral group here. So as the mayor of a city, and economic development is great. Dennis just talked about that T word, traffic, that everyone.
Yes.
But let's also talk about, will there be enough affordable housing? Because with development, sometimes there's concerns about, okay, will a certain population be pushed out? What are you doing as the mayor of the city of Doraville to make sure that there's enough affordable housing here too for people to enjoy all this great development?
That's correct. Well, again, it goes back to our LCI plan, and part of that is in the plan. And the developers have been very wonderful to come in and have conversations and find out the needs of the community. And I feel certain that they're going to provide exactly that.
You said this was going to be walkable, that was a key to the whole thing. As I recall, that corridor and that intersection all the way down the access road to the old plant and then to the Buford Highway 285 interchange, walkable is the last thing that comes to my mind. How do you make something that big, that spread out, that car dependent, walkable?
Well, it is a challenge, and I completely agree. Again, there's plans that are in place for the, well, there's plans, there's more of a goal that's been, anything that we work on, the goal is walkable. So there's definitely a plan for that.
How long will that take, do you think? And do you have any idea how much that would cost? Because that would be a total transformation.
It would. And I don't have a dollar figure. However, it's probably over the next 20 years.
I want to move into an area that, look, every city in this nation is probably dealing with, and that, of course, is policing in the community. You've worked closely with the sheriff's office during your political career in Doraville. And we know community police relations are ongoing discussions. So, Mayor Pittman, let me ask you this. What concerns do you have, and are you talking to citizens, talking to residents, talking to your police chief about making sure that, you know, God forbid you would have to deal with a situation like a Ferguson or a situation in New York? What are those discussions like, and what are your concerns?
Well, our relationship between our community and our police is really outstanding. Our police department does a fantastic job. Our chief of police does an outstanding job in communicating. We reach out to the community. And I think any time that you have situations, as you spoke of in Ferguson, it's always sad, it's always challenging. But I believe that our police department is versed and trained enough to be able to handle those situations.
How are you convinced of that? You say you believe that. Do you look at their policies or standard operating procedures?
I do. The training, the policies and procedures, I'm very confident in that.
Doraville, though, got a lot of national attention when it turned out you had an armored vehicle, and it was similar to some of the ones that were used in Ferguson. Did Doraville police really need an armored vehicle?
Well, the video was an old training video, and it was clearly altered by someone that was not within our department. That vehicle was sold way before the media diversity came along, the media outcry came along. And, we had it, and it was used for, we used it for the ice storm. It was great to break up the ice and drive around and help out the citizens that were trapped and stranded on the road. Also, we had a few incidents where people were barricaded and armed, and it protected the public and our police officers. But it has been sold.
Yeah. At, was that because, and you said it was sold before.
Well, I shouldn't say sold. It was given back to the state.
Yeah. Is that because it was just too much to maintain? Do you think it sent the wrong message for the time that the city had it to the folks in the community?
You know, I never really heard very much coming from our direct community. It was coming from the outside, and I don't think it was ever meant to cause a problem. You know, the kids loved it. They loved to come and climb on it. So I don't think it was ever intended, but it's gone. So
we had the mayor of Clarkston in just the other day, Mayor Ted Terry, and we all know the demographics of Clarkston. You know, the city of Doraville is very multicultural in itself, has a significant Latino and Asian population, and that's growing as well. Are you looking at also making sure economic development is also happening along with that particular population growth for those communities?
Well, absolutely. You know, we do have a cultural flair that attracts people to our city. Beaufort Highway, there's just about anything in the world you want to eat, and people travel from a long ways to visit. And I think we've done a really nice job in bridging the cultural divides that you have, and I think that they're very interested in the property at GM, and I think that we would welcome.
You mentioned Beaufort Highway because there's going to be some overhaul there as well. There's some development taking place there, too, so what's the latest on that, and are you excited about that? I imagine you are.
I'm very excited. That's going to be a transformation project for Beaufort Highway. It's a mixed-use development, housing, senior center, hotel, restaurants, businesses. Very exciting. We'll start seeing that take off next year.
And again, that again raises the issue of traffic, but you're not at an intersection at that point. You're in the corridor leading up to that intersection as you go northbound. So what is the city doing in terms of making sure that folks can get through there?
Again, we are working with the developer, and we've got plans that they are working on to make sure that congestion will be eased. And again, building connectivity is a big part of that.
And this is a question that a lot of cities who are going through this kind of urban overhaul are facing. Is the developer going to shoulder a lot of the costs for the traffic improvements?
That I cannot answer.
Would you like for them to?
I can answer that. We would love for them to. Absolutely.
Here's a question that we ask every mayor who's come on a closer look as we talk about this segment. You're right close to Atlanta. The other areas, you look at Brookhaven, which has now it's its own city, and you want to get more companies coming to Doraville. So how do you sell them on why the city of Doraville? Not that you would say, hey, don't go to Brookhaven or don't go to Milton or Johns Creek. Come to the city of Doraville. What do you tell them?
Well, we're a wonderful city.
Every mayor has said that.
Well, yes. And we're a wonderful city. We are a safe city. And we have incentives. We offer the opportunity zones, which gives $3,500 to state tax credit per job. We also have bond financing, which is a conduit finance issued by development authorities. So we have quite a few things that maybe the other cities may not have. And we have a really hands-on government. We love to talk and help businesses that are coming in.
One question that has also come up, and we've asked several mayors and city council members this question as well. There have been requests from the feds for local jurisdictions to hold suspects who are arrested on any charge if it is suspected that they might be here illegally. And we've asked representatives of Atlanta and other cities if they would go along with that. Doraville, of course, is a small community with a small police force. Is that something that Doraville is doing?
It is not.
Why not?
That is just not our policy to do that.
Yeah. Because what was the thinking that maybe we shouldn't do that?
You know, I think that if someone's committed a crime, certainly they should be held. Working at the sheriff's department, oftentimes people that are being held under immigration sit there for a very, very long time. And sometimes they're sitting there for no reason because they cannot find out the information they need or the process is very slow. So I'm not so sure that I agree with that.
Has that been a challenge for you, Mayor Pittman, because you are in a, you govern a city that has a huge influx of people from all parts of the world, which is like Clarkston, we say that that's great for them. But has that been a challenge for you? Have you had opposition people maybe coming to you wanting you to have more, if you could, governance or ordinances that might address this issue with immigration? Or is this something you just want to stay away from because you don't want to appear as you're profiling or being unfair to a certain population of your community?
We have not had anyone come to us with that at all.
What's your vision for the city of Doraville?
Well, I think we, again, have a great vision with the Assembly and the Nexus, and we want to bring high-paying jobs. We want to keep our citizens that we have and bring in new families. We are working toward making our communities better and safer and better schools. And I envision that this would be a place that people want to stay, people want to come and play and not ever leave.
You mentioned better schools, and DeKalb County is the school district involved here. Doraville is probably too small to try to put together its own school system, but some other cities in the county are trying to do that, Dunwoody particularly. Is that an idea that's crossed your mind at all because of some of the criticisms that have been leveled at the county school district?
Correct. Well, it is crossed citizens, and we have two council members that are working on some ideas as far as something like a similar to a charter school or similar to what Brookhaven has just created. We also have a school task force. And Dr. Green, I've met with Dr. Green, our new superintendent. And
In DeKalb.
And I feel very confident that he is going to make some serious changes. We have a lot of overcrowding. We do not have a high school in our city. And our children go a very long way. So I feel confident that he's going to be making those changes.
That was my next question. You don't have a high school. So you're optimistic that that will hopefully come aboard soon here?
Oh, absolutely. I've been speaking with the Integral Group. I would love to see a high school in our city. You know, it brings a sense of community. And our children on that side of Buford Highway go a very long ways. And it's very hard for them to participate in activities after school activities because they have no transportation. So I think it would be fabulous to see a high school in our city.
Final question as we wrap up, and we've asked every mayor this too. You go out, you talk to residents, you spend time with them, you have a sort of a, not necessarily an open door policy, but I know you like to answer emails personally. So you have that policy where you want to know what's going on in your city?
I absolutely do. I'm a hands-on mayor. I answer my own emails. I answer my phone calls. I try to do it within 24 hours. I love problem solving. My citizens feel very comfortable in coming to me to discuss anything, and I have the great relationships with the different entities to be able to solve those problems really quickly.
Donna Pittman is the mayor of Doraville, Georgia, as we continue our conversations with area mayors. Madam Mayor, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. It was my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mayor.